ever see a film and think you can do it better? Well, I did, so get ready. Get ready for Rabbit Steady Remake!
Mine's better than yours.
Rabbit Steady Remake?
Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the new podcast that is Ready, Steady, Remake. It's the first episode, so settle down and get ready for a succulent slice of ear pie. I'm your host, Richard Kelly, and today I am joined by my co-host, Miss Rachel Thompson.
What's happening?
And Mr. Paul Moorcroft.
Good evening.
Now, guys, the show is Ready, Steady, Remake, and the premise is quite simple. Each week, we take a famous film, whether it be good or terrible, and we remake it. Each one of us will give our own remake, and by the end, we will try to come up with the perfect remake of said film. Is everything clear?
Do you get it?
I get it. Fantastic. So, guys, first episode, first film we're going to be remaking is the John Woo classic, Face Off. I'm sure you've all seen it, but before we start talking about remakes, let's give you a little outline of the movie Face Off. Paul, can you give us a brief outline of Face Off?
Well, so basically, Caster Troy and Sean Archer are arch nemeses. Caster Troy is a terrorist. Sean Archer is a detective.
Yeah.
Caster Troy killed his son many years ago.
He did.
So anyway, Archer sets up an elaborate scheme.
Yeah.
To capture Caster Troy, but yeah, in the end sends him into a coma.
And they swap faces. And that's the movie. Tomo, can you tell us who the famous stars of the film?
Famous stars is Archer is played by John Travolta.
Yeah.
Caster Troy by the wonderful Nicolas Cage.
An incredibly subtle performance
from Nick Cage. Very subtle, very delicate.
He's like Daniel Day-Lewis. all right then, guys. So the rules are simple. We're going to give our remakes. We each get a go. You've each got about 10 minutes to tell me how you would remake the film. And I want to hear it all. I want to hear who's directing it. I want to hear who's starring it. I want to know about the genre. I want to know about the story beats that are different. And maybe the story beats that are the same. There are no rules. All right, guys. So, who wants to go first? Paulie's stepping up to the plate like the man that he is. All right, mate, take it away.
So, my director, I think...
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between two, actually, because it depends on how dark I want to take the movie.
Yeah, that's up to you, mate.
So, my director, I think, was going to be Lars von Trier.
Nice!
But I've gone more...
Lars von Trier, like the Tree of Life and stuff like that.
He did some really dark movies, one with Willem Dafoe.
What was that one called? The one with he drills himself and the dick gets chopped off.
That one. Anyway, so it was a toss up, but I'm going for David Cronenberg. My actors are as Sean Archer, I'd have Viggo Mortensen. And as Caster Troy, I'd have Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I think they look relatively similar, unless Viggo was much smaller than, I'm not sure. But anyway, there's my two. I'd have Sienna Miller as Archer's wife.
Beautiful Sienna!
She is just everyone's wife at the minute.
Is she?
In every movie.
She's
the wife in American Sniper.
I haven't seen it.
She's the wife in a Fox Catcher.
Foxtrot, I've seen that, yeah.
Foxcatcher.
I've seen Foxtrot. Steve Carell's fake nose.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So I'd have him as Pollux Troy.
Yeah, who's playing Pollux Troy?
As Pollux Troy, I would have Jesse Eisenberg.
Lex Luthor himself.
Well, I was looking at who I wanted to play Pollux Troy, and I thought, he needs to be a really annoying actor, so I put in...
Really annoying? I like him.
Well, no, I mean... This is how I came up with the idea.
It is quivering. Yeah. It is quivering.
So I typed into Google anyway. typed into Google, most annoying actors, and the first one that came up was Nicolas Cage.
Classic.
So, Jesse Eisenberg. Basically, the plot of my film is a lot darker. I take it more to the psychological horror thriller. I'd have Mads Mikkelsen as Caster Troy as a really
sinister,
hardcore, brutal, horrible criminal.
Yeah.
Rather than the tongue-in-cheek one that Nicolas Cage does, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd have it severely horrible. You know when you you know when they peel off the face and
yeah.
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're talking
like, really
yeah.
go
yeah.
for it.
Graphic,
yeah.
yeah,
proper gore fest.
Yeah.
I'd have I'd have Caster Troy basically be absolutely horrible
right.
to Sienna Miller
mm.
in one scene. Just make him horrible.
He's gonna write
when he's changed faces.
So where's it?
So as,
all right. So when he's
saying,
yeah. I get you. So when he's turned into John Travolta,
he's
shagging her,
and
but he's brutal, and it's all Mads Mikkelsen, Hannibal style.
Does she love it though?
Absolutely.
Does she love it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Fuck, and she loves
so
it.
I think he's a bit more abusive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
did you say where it's set?
It's just set in modern day America.
Modern day
like
city.
The dark
but
David
yeah.
Cronenberg.
I understand.
You know, the prison
mm.
would be like hardcore prison.
All right.
I'm talking like proper horrible.
Shawshank.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not like, you know, metal boots and shit.
All right. No, the Mario boots.
Oh, yeah.
From Super Mario and Mayday, the same boots.
Same boots.
Yeah.
There you go. But I would have it proper horrible.
All right, I like that. So you got me the darker tone. Good one, Paul. Let's go over Tomo. Tomo, it's your turn. Tell me your remake.
I don't know whether to change my mind.
She's fucked it. No, I'm joking. Go on, mate. Here we go. Just go.
Can
I
give you my two options?
No, give me one. Pick one.
Oh, fuck. Right. Okay.
She's got notes.
Okay.
Family and friends, she's got notes. Come on, give us a go.
I might change it on the spot.
That's up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna go. It's set in space.
Set in space.
Of course it's set in
space.
I love it.
Just because I read up about it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of mention as regards to like, so his name, Sean Archer. Did you watch
Archer? Archer, it's all to do with the constellations.
Yeah, yeah. So he's Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And Troy.
Ooh.
Castor Troy.
I like
and
the spiritual.
Castor and Pollux are like the
Gemini.
The
Gemini
of, yeah.
constellations, and they're like complete opposites, basically.
Okay.
So what I've gone for is, okay, so my director is Christopher Nolan.
Nice.
And my Sean Archer is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Caprio is the John Travolta role.
Yes.
Like it.
And my Nicolas Cage role is Tom Hardy.
Oh, box office gold right
I'm
there.
I'm going blockbuster.
Yeah, that's
I'm going
this
really
film
big.
Like,
the budget is massive.
Yeah,
yeah.
My Pollux is, I'm bringing in a newbie, I'm bringing in Ewan Rion.
Game of Thrones, Ramsay Bolton.
I'm gonna give him a go because he's weird.
All right.
And he's strange.
Yeah, he's in Misfits. Seems weird.
I don't know if he'll be any good, but I'm
gonna
give him.
No,
a
I feel that. And he's Pollux. Yeah, I feel
he's
that. Bollocks. He's Pollux, Troy. Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Tom Hardy. So Nicholas K. What's her name? Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be played by Jennifer Lawrence. Quite sassy.
Sasha's the daughter.
Yeah.
That John Travolta tries to fuck.
No. Sasha's.
Castor's misses. Yeah.
With the big machine.
Who smokes her brother at one point?
Oh, yeah, that was
me. Yeah,
and then, what's his name? Eve, so John Travolta's wife, will be played by Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
So, got a bit younger cast, but like,
yeah.
You know, all fit blockbuster. So,
yeah. Give me more of the space element. That's
space
what
element, okay. So, what I've decided is Archer. It's two planets, basically.
Yeah.
So we've got planet, what if I call it, Targisteus.
Alright.
It's planet Targisteus.
Is this real? Is this from a real planet name, Targisteus? Or have you
no,
made
it's
it
an anagram of Sagittarius.
Here she is. She's working the anagrams in Family and Friends.
So that's where Archer lives, and he's like the ruler of this planet. And then the other planet is planet Nemagi, which is an anagram of Gemini.
Yeah, I got that. I got to that one.
Which is where... Castor rules that planet.
Right.
Basically, for millions of years,
yeah.
These two planets have been at war.
All right, then. Yeah,
okay.
I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
So,
I'm with this 100%.
So thousands and thousands. So they're like pretty much immortal. Like they live forever. These like rulers.
Okay.
So thousands of years ago, Castor tried to basically take over Archer's planet.
Yeah.
And within doing that, he killed his son.
Oh, God.
So now the revenge. So it's basically same plotline, but on a really epic level.
Planetary scale.
So like the opening scene where it was, you know, like the chase of the airplane.
Yeah.
It would be like spaceships.
All right, I get you. So anytime there's a car or a plane,
spaceships.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And the prison is Aeronon, which is an anagram of nowhere.
Nowhere.
It's basically a floating.
Bloody hell.
A floating
prison
in space, but it's magnetic. So keeping in with the magnetic.
Got magnetic pull on it, so it's still playing on the magnetic thing. Yeah.
So and what else? But I'm gonna keep the boat.
the
boat
at the
end.
The speedboat.
How are you going to do that?
Well, basically, that'll be on
water on the planet, mate. Water on the planet.
Water on the planet. So it's just going to be an epic boat chase. But I've decided, you know, the way when in the original you can see that it's not John Travolta, Nicolas Cage, the stuntman. In this one, it's going to be John Travolta.
And the stuff then, collecting.
So they'll get their little feature.
So in one shot in the boat explosion, it'll cut to an elderly Travolta and Nicolas Cage. Then in the next shot, it's back to Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy.
Yeah, like a homage to like.
That is, well, homage is the word, I'd say. Yeah. Alright, so that's the remake.
It. That's my
Wicked. Alright. My remake, unfortunately, shares quite a bit in common with Paul. I've also chosen David Cronenberg as a director, purely for the body horror element that I think he brings to the table.
I did not know this.
And this is where I'm going to go with it. We also share one of our leads, Viggo Mortensen, who I would cast in the Sean Archer role. And in the Caster Troy role, I would cast Michael Fassbender. Two reasons being that I think as actors, they're both pretty much perfect for those roles. One being very stoic and having a lot of gravitas. The other one being able to play wild and sort of mad. But also, they work together with David Cronenberg in A Dangerous Method.
Yeah.
And they're great in that. So I like to think there's already, and they played rivals in that film. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with that. My big thing is, though, I'm setting it in the not too distant future. When I say not too distant future, I'm not talking flying cars and laser beams, and I'm not going full Blade Runner.
Yeah.
But I want you to think just a few years on. It's clear that technology is a bit more advanced than it is now, and I really want to play the cat and mouse story, and I want to go very serious, and I'm going body horror. And what is going to happen is when they swap faces at first, because we're not in the far future, the faces, it's not designed to last. It's only meant to be 24 hours. So after those 24 hours, the faces and the body start to reject the face. So the faces kind of start to slip and melt, and it hurts. Yeah. And they're both in constant pain throughout it because the faces are rejecting themselves. And if they don't change back soon, it's all over. Ooh. So that's where I'm going. Again, with you, Paul, the prison element, I'd want to keep a very real prison. I'm thinking maybe some kind of Guantanamo Bay in the middle of nowhere sort of vibe. Scrap the magnetic boots straight off. The other thing is, no bollocks Troy in my story. I've got rid of bollocks. I don't think he's needed. I think the story is about these two men. I do not need another brother in there. I understand he's there for the whole
prison,
in prison. He needs that. Get rid of him. Just make it a guy who used to know him back in the day. I don't need him.
Isn't that the whole point, that he needs to go and speak to his brother to find out?
Yeah, but I'm changing that. I'm changing this. Instead of his brother, it's somebody else who he used to work with, who is in the prison, who he's got to go and find. I'm just not keen on the brother. I think it brings in too much history.
Okay.
Forget it. I want it all about Sean Archer and Caster Troy. No other elements. I'll keep the dead kid, because, you know, let's kill that kid off straight away. but also, there's one theme in the film that comes up a lot that I want to play with, and that is the idea of incest and sexual violence. All right, hang on a minute, bear with me. Right, for no reason in Face Off, what's her name, Ducaster's girlfriend? What was her name?
Sasha.
A brother just starts smooching her. Yeah, he's got a blood hole coming out his neck, and he's like, oh, baby, we've got to go. And he starts smooching her face and fingering her. It's outrageous. And then also, the whole bit when Sean Archer is trying to fuck his daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's Caster Troy, but why is the daughter kind of into it? And he's all like, Pap's got a brand new bag. Oh! And he's talking about his dick. And I'm like, I don't know, man. So
in my version,
we got lots more of this. So, for example, when the dad goes back to go and try and fuck the daughter, she doesn't know what's going on. She kind of likes it. So I want to play with the element of a young girl experiencing sexuality and sort of like what's going on. It's clear that my dad's acting differently. The wife in this film, remember before when you saw the Caster was sort of bringing the romance back? In mine, it's all about sex. So he starts bringing the sex back into the relationship and she kind of loves that about him. And even though she hates Caster, she loves this new sex. And the other big thing that I'm scrapping is at the very end of the film when Sean Archer brings an orphan boy home to replace his dead son. That is the one moment that will not fly with me. So, guys, that's my remake.
Wicked.
Great.
Nice.
So, guys, let's discuss the remakes that we've come up with. How do you feel about them, Paul? Go on.
I like yours, actually. I like both of yours.
Mine more than. Can I just say as well, in my world on the planet, Togistius, the greeting that they all have to each other is the face stroke.
Oh, not the face stroke. Oh, my God. The face stroke.
I want more face stroke.
Apparently, Travolta asked to put that in the movie. That's a Travolta
it's
thing.
Too much.
But you know the way he's at the Oscars and he's touching faces and he's all like, start answering. Yeah. Mate, he touches all faces.
Really? I started counting. And it got beyond 1,000.
Jeez, honestly.
Twitches of the face.
Yeah,
Honestly, you stroke. If you can stroke, he'll stroke you.
He's stroking you on the face.
Yeah. That's what Travolta does with everyone in the movie.
So that's what
I know he does in the movie.
Yeah, but I like that. So that's the green on the
alien planet.
That's
the green on the planet.
So it's like, it's like a Vulcan ball.
Yeah. You say hello, that you stroke the face.
You stroke the face. So, yeah. Just you go, I'm Castor Troy! Woo! Yeah, man. To be honest with you, Tom, I really like the idea of the whole space battle thing. The only thing that's putting me off is, has anybody seen Jupiter Ascending recently?
No.
No, I've not.
All right, Jupiter Ascending was this big, overblown, bloated space opera that came out recently. Okay. Very much turned me off the space thing at the moment. I mean, what are we talking, kind of like goofy Flash Gordon space? Or are we talking like Alien Geiger dark space?
I'm going darker because that's why I got Christopher Nolan. I was...
I haven't seen Interstellar.
And also Inception, that bit, I want it to be a bit epic. And I want Tom Hardy to be really like twisted as well. Like to
you
really
want to put like one of the my issue is I think the problem with what I'm coming from with yours is, mate, I'm loving it. I'm loving the whole space battle element of it. But I'm concerned that it's too big.
Okay.
The idea of having two warring planets, but then again, with stars like that in there, I guess you could get the budget up.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get Clash of the Titans and stuff like that.
No. I see what you're saying. With yours, Paul, I like it, but I think it shares a lot of similarities with mine, and I think mine's better. So that's where I'm going with that. What about the action in yours? Are we sticking with high octane gunplay, John Woo style action?
No, I was looking for more kind of psychological, as I say, kind of...
No action whatsoever? There's dudes in rooms talking?
No, like, kind of like a horror aspect of action, rather than like, bang, 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 in the cars chasing, you know what I'm saying?
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Mine is the same style, more though.
Even cranked up.
Yeah, just
cranked up. Is it real guns or laser guns? Or
like lasers.
Lasers.
There's so many lasers.
Everyone's got a laser.
Lot of them. What's that thing called when they get that? Lens glare.
Lens flare. J.J. Abrams lens flare,
like
all over
all
it.
All of that. Flashes, like
that.
Super
I don't know about that.
Intense.
That's making me sad.
Oh, why?
That's not the thing. That's too
much. But I'll keep it dark. I'll keep it with the dark night, kind of like dirty.
The dark night vibe with the
dirty. But just
when the
battle's on, do you know what I mean? I want the.
Yeah.
I want it really big.
And so, which planet is it taking place on? Then it's these two warring planets.
It does both a bit of me.
So they keep going backwards and forwards between these two planets?
Not keep going back, because obviously a lot of it takes place
on
the
prison. So we start on one planet, then we go back to the prison, then we go back to the other planet.
Yeah.
All right then, and then how does it all wrap up in the end? Then in the end, is it like this whole planet is evil, and we're going to kill a whole planet at the end?
There's the boat bit.
Did I forget the famous boat chase?
Well, I think I'd like to
because this evil ruler clearly is like the ruler of an entire race of people on a planet.
I think I want to destroy that planet.
So you're going to kill like millions of people?
Yeah, well, they're the people.
They're all horrible. They all killed Sean Archer's son.
It's like hell, do you know what I mean? Like,
so every one of them enjoys killing Sean Archer's son.
In fact, that is their weekly prayer.
Is it Sean Archer's dead son? Is that? Oh.
To reminisce, to remember.
Oh my God, Sean Archer's dead son. What's happening?
Yeah.
All right then.
I'm going to kill them all.
So they all kill the end. I think in mine, I'm sort of going with the idea that, like you were saying, Paul, I want it not a lot of action. I'm thinking of David Cronenberg action, and I'm thinking of the fight scene with Viggo in Eastern Promises.
Yeah.
Real, brutal, and nasty. And because I've sort of aged up, not really aged them up, but I kind of want to play the idea that they're sort of older men past their prime, and that thing helps build up the idea they spend their entire careers against each other, and they really have a deep, burning hate against each other.
I like that.
One thing I definitely wouldn't have is at the end when Fassbender. Is it when Viggo, is killing Fassbender, I wouldn't have Fassbender start going, ready, ready for the big bad baby. Like, what is that one about? I found out as well, there's a very, there's a great podcast out there, if you've never heard it, called How Did This Get Made? And they did a podcast on Face Off, and they talk a lot about behind the scenes stuff. And apparently, Nicolas Cage started this movie filming the day after he finished Con Air.
Okay.
The day after rapping on Con Air, he had to come over and start filming Face Off. You know what the first scene he had to film was? Ready, ready for the big bad baby. That was the first scene he had to film that day. And that's what he went with straight out of the gate. That's what he went with.
I love him.
What do we think of the actual film itself, the original Face Off?
I loved it. I found it really hard to try and change it because I was as over the top as it is.
Yeah, it's really difficult to. I found it generally quite difficult to try and remake a movie that was successful.
Yeah, it's very, very successful. Made a lot of money.
245 million.
245 million. I would probably say it's my favourite. John Woo American movie, but I love Hard Target. Mm. Got a real soft spot for Chance Boudreau.
I've got a soft spot for Mission Impossible 2.
I don't. I've got a dead spot for Mission Impossible 2. Really like, not including his Hong Kong movies, of course, Hard Boiled and The Killer.
Do you know what I read? Interesting thing. Do you know the scene when they play Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yes.
That in the kid. Which was, I thought was a bit weird.
When I saw it when I was a kid, I thought it was the most beautiful scene. I'm not even joking. When I was a boy, I remember watching that and being like, cinema. Incredible.
But apparently that wasn't in the original script. And is it Paramount?
Let's say it's Paramount.
Basically, so John Woo wrote this scene in.
He really wanted it,
and they wouldn't fund it. They were like, no, it's not in the budget. We're not having it. So he took the money out of his own back pocket and put the scene in. And then obviously got it back from all the
money. Talking about things like that, the original script for Face Off was actually set in the future, which really does make sense when you think about the incredible surgery and the robotic magnetic super prison.
Yeah.
It was clearly meant to be set in the future, and when John Woo came on board, he wanted to set it in the present day. I personally think that's probably the biggest mistake in the whole film.
Yeah.
Is that by setting it in the present day, it loses. Yeah. I did find myself at times going, what?
Why is the magnet prison? That prison's
and
like
the way the face just slides off, like you're taking out a baby wipe.
I find the sliding off face. The body aspect is a bit odd for me.
Yeah, I guess.
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta are completely
different. And voices as well. It's like, how do I change my voice? Microchip.
Yeah, and cut your hair.
That's peach. I could have peach for hours. Yeah, man. So that for me, that's the one thing that I do take issue with. I think by saying it in the future, it would be a much better thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of John Woo tropes in the movie. And if you're listening to a podcast about John Woo film, I'm assuming you know a bit about John Woo. The doves feature prominently in the film at the end when John Travolta has a lovely moment when he walks to the church and goes, Dominic's going to smile, and all the doves are flying.
Yeah,
a lot of two guns. Also, that church that they are in, just on the beach.
What is it? Very random.
It's like the funeral of, he's like a police chief or something.
Yeah, it's
And it's on like a beautiful beach house
with doves. Where do the doves come from?
I don't know, but hey, this is what it sounds like when doves cry.
I hope that in real life, every day, doves just follow
Nick Cage. Just follow Nick Cage wherever he goes, kicks under his hair. Yeah, man.
So who's going to win this one?
Who are we going to go with? Well, it's going to be two against one. Personally,
I'm going to go for me.
You can obviously vote for you. You can vote for yourself. I'm going to vote for me, personally. I would rather see a gritty, lower budget, well-acted, harder-edged, body horror, face-rejecting version of Face Off than I would a giant, overblown space opera version of Face Off. That's my opinion.
I'd vote for me.
Well, do you want to vote for you as well?
I am seriously voting for me.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you voting for you as well, Paul?
I like my idea.
Yeah, if you want to vote for you, vote for you then.
So?
All right.
Paul is voting for himself. When we all vote for ourselves, there is a deciding vote. And because I'm the host of the show, I make the deciding vote. Guys, I am purely going to go with Tomo's version, only for the reason that Paul's is so similar to mine.
Yes!
Mine is better. So, Tomo, you win the first episode of Ready Steady Remake with the better remake. So, guys, we've only got 15 minutes left of the podcast, and this is the time when we now remake Face Off. So, Tomo, opening scene.
Oh, God.
Movie opens.
I'm not sure about
we
this.
See two giant planets.
Yeah.
Do we have a text crawl that tells
can
us something
this
about
together?
It?
Can we all...
Yeah, this is the yeah, 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 we're all in it together.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
So we're on the two planets.
Yeah, so we set the scene. We set, you know.
Yeah, does it start with the child getting killed?
Oh, God, yeah. So we see both planets and then we'll kind of zoom in
yeah.
to Archer's planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see maybe a little bit of war happening.
Yeah. And so there's like maybe some sort of there's two armies
yeah.
shooting laser guns. We see that bit of the war's war ravaged and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, you know, right. want to see.
And do we see we Archer on the front line? Is he there? Or is he back with the generals and whatnot? I mean, where is he?
No, what I mean.
Is he with his son on the front line?
Yeah, like
come
son,
on, son.
His son's older as well.
Son's a bit older.
Yeah.
So don't like killing little kids.
So basically, we see. You know, the killing of the son.
And it's Castor who kills his
yeah.
son on the battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
Which adds a different element, though, because then it's not just a brutal murder, it's war.
I think I'd
so,
quite like to keep the soundtrack. I really enjoyed the soundtrack. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, fantastic.
Like all the, you know, the choir choral, like religious.
Yeah,
like, kind
yeah.
Of
yeah, 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 yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, let's keep the soundtrack. Let's keep the soundtrack.
So, exact same.
All right, so Archer is on the battlefield fighting the other people, and his son... He's shot on the battlefield by Castor. We see this. And then what? We fade credits.
Yeah.
Opening credits. And then obviously we skip forward in time.
Yeah.
And what is it that Castor is doing that Sean needs to get him this time? And assuming it isn't grabbing a nun's ass and swinging your head around like this.
he's detonating the bomb. That is
going. Can I just say, so there is a moment in Face Off, by the way, when he goes, hallelujah. And Nick Cage grabs this nun's ass and looks up and does these crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And when he does it, there is a distinct guitar chord that goes,
no!
And plays. Mate, watch it in silence. And he goes, oh! And he just goes, wow! Over the top. It's amazing. Sorry, carry on.
So, basically, he is on their planet. Castor's on their planet
yeah.
and he's just kind of
doing a bomb
to destroy
the whole planet. Planet, some kind of war machine device.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
But obviously Archer's onto him already.
And then we have the big scene with all the
spaceships
flying in.
Yeah, yeah.
And we still keep it in a spaceship factory, like an aeroplane factory, where they build aeroplanes
yeah.
on a runway,
yeah.
which is in the movie.
Well, I want to take it up to the sky a little bit. But,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Into space, do you know
yeah.
what I mean? And then obviously catches Castor. I don't know in what way, but
yeah, right.
some kind of like one-on-one. I got you.
Yeah, I've got you. Archie. Maybe a big sort of one-on-one fight scene. It lasts long. I like
yeah,
that.
I'm pretty much keeping the whole like plot exactly how it is. So and then it just takes place, but it's just all in space.
Oh, do Castor and the daughter fuck? Does that happen?
Castor and the daughter.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Well, when Sean Archer fucks his own daughter, is that going to happen in yours?
Yeah, yeah, but like hologram style.
I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. Hologram style. As
hologram.
If that's a real form of
sex. So set. His daughter is a hologram.
Why is she a hologram? Because
it's just...
So she's not his daughter, she's just a hologram, and then he fucks it.
Yeah, when she's not... When
oh, God, sorry, what are you on about? I should have voted for Paul. And then, all right, then, so we've got to that point, it follows the exact same plot as Face Off,
yeah.
apart from it's on two different planets and a magnetically orbiting prison moon. And then at the end, it takes place on a boat. So
you chose it.
In a stream. I did choose it.
Paul,
I did choose it.
I can tell
it.
Paul hates my film.
But, mate,
I don't
mind it.
You hate
There are certain inadequacies.
You've been quiet, Paul. Come on, give us a
slow. There are certain inadequacies with it, I think.
Okay.
It might be a bit shit.
It's memorable.
It doesn't
mean
it's
memorable.
It's, like I say, I'm just thinking Jupiter Ascending. I can't help it.
I've not seen
it. Do you know what?
The cast is unbelievable, to be fair.
Yeah, your cast is spot on.
Yeah.
If there's anybody out there who's listening to this and you're an artist and you want to just drum up some like art for us, or send us a tweet and let us know what you think about the guys' ideas about each of our films and whether or not what you would do. How would you remake Face Off? Who would you cast in the lead? Would you want to see Castor Troy and his daughter? Fuck. What would you like to see in your movie? Guys, that is the end of the first ever, the pilot episode, if you will, the big, fat, throbbing episode that was Ready, Steady, Remake. Now, before we go, we'll be back next week with another film. And the next film we'll be doing is the classic Bill Paxton film, Twister. It's a great movie. It's about storm chasers. Helen Hunt, is it?
Yeah.
Helen Hunt, the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it over the week. Tell us how you would remake Twister. And tune in next week for our remake. I've been your host, Richard Kelly.
I'm Tomo. See you later.
And I'm Spacey Bull.
And remember, Ready, Steady, Remake! Did you ever see a film and think, did you do it better? Well, I did!